Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Love it how we can just talk about all sorts of things. The Fred Rogers book, we can talk about the president's address, and now we can talk about vaccine hesitancy. And joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Dr. Wendy C. King. She's a PhD, Associate Professor of Epidemiology in the Pitt School of Graduate School of Public Health. Dr. King, thanks so much for being on KDKA.
Oh, thanks for having me, Rick.
I think it's fascinating that this brand new paper that has just been put out is a collaboration between, obviously, you are the lead author on this paper at the University of Pittsburgh, but also colleagues over at Carnegie Mellon University, talking about, the title is simply, COVID-19 Vaccine Hesitancy Among U.S. Working Age Adults Driven by Safety Concerns and a Lack of Trust. We hear this term, vaccine hesitancy, multiple times a day, maybe multiple times an hour. Dr. King, how would you define that term? I think we have to start with that as a baseline. What is vaccine hesitancy?
It can be a refusal, or rather just a reluctance to be vaccinated. So in our case, for our study, we defined it as people, when offered a COVID-19 vaccine today and asked if they would take it, if they said probably or definitely not, then they were considered vaccine hesitant.
So that is a temporary response or a permanent response? Meaning, would they say, or might they couch that by saying, well, not until it is FDA approved, or not until I know more, or not until it's been out a bit longer? Or was the simple question, do you and how do you feel about it?
So we asked if offered it today. So certainly if somebody were asked that question in January versus March, they may have a different response.
Right.
Of course, our hope as public health professionals is that over time, people that are vaccine hesitant now will be willing to take the vaccine.
Almost half of adults younger than 65 who are hesitant to receive the vaccine, the paper says, say they are concerned about side effects. Are there other things that you are gleaning from this research as to why people might say not so fast?
Certainly. So side effects was a common response, as was waiting to see, kind of wanting to have more information before making a decision, in fear of an allergic reaction, for instance. What we found that was really interesting is we looked at hesitancy by occupation, and some occupations had really high hesitancy, others had very low, and their reasons differed by occupation.
That's a fascinating thing. So what you're saying is that there are certain people who do certain jobs that they're at, and the paper is saying, a five-fold higher rate of hesitancy. So why? And what is that correlation? Tell us the jobs, if you can, and why you think that might be the case.
Sure. So, for instance, there were some occupations where 10% only 10% said they were vaccine hesitant. That would be educators, people in the life, physical, social sciences, people in legal professions, people in computer and mathematical professions, for instance. Whereas our most hesitant occupations, and that would be groups where 40% or more were hesitant, included things like construction and extraction, installation and maintenance, farming, fishing, and forestry. And we also had a third of people in production, which includes food preparation and meat packing plants, were hesitant as well.
Are there commonalities that you can identify between them? I mean, if you go through and you say construction and fabrication, farming, fishing, forestry, those sorts of things, are there certain commonalities that you might see there as opposed to education, social sciences, legal, math, computers, et cetera, that are saying 10%? Are there certain things that you can see there that might suggest why they would feel that way?
Well, certainly there has to be a correlation to education levels so that we know from previous work and looking at the data ourselves that there is higher hesitancy with less education. So the professions in which a secondary degree might not be needed, it's not too surprising they were more hesitant. I think a more surprising finding was the reasons for hesitancy being different between the groups.
Yeah. So,
for instance, worry of side effects and allergic reaction, waiting to see if it was safe were the most common overall. But in those high hesitancy occupations, more often people didn't trust the COVID-19 vaccine or didn't trust the government, or they didn't think that they needed the vaccine. So I think what we learned from this is that, in specific occupational groups, we need to really tailor our messaging and our information to what those folks are worried about.
Dr. Wendy King joining us here on News Radio KDKA. She's an associate professor of epidemiology in Pitt's Graduate School of Public Health. Tell us about the involvement of Carnegie Mellon. We've only got about a minute left here, and we're going to try to reach out and have them on tomorrow to talk about their part in it. But a collaboration between two great institutions like Pitt and CMU is fabulous. Tell me about how you worked with them.
So, Carnegie Mellon University's Delphi group started the survey, so they should definitely get credit for that. And I was invited to participate with their group, and it's been a wonderful collaboration. They have a lot of great folks over there, and they have an established relationship with Facebook for Good, which helped administer the survey, and also relationships with the CDC and the Biden White House COVID-19 response team. So all of those groups have been providing input in our survey design.
Again, we're going to continue to talk about this and hopefully as soon as tomorrow with somebody from Carnegie Mellon as well. Dr. King, thank you very much for being here and helping us to understand. This is not something that has gone to publication. What's a pre-publication or preprint? Is that where it stands right now?
That's where it is right now. So it's under peer review, which can take, unfortunately, a couple months sometimes.
Right. But at the same time, that's the way that the best science is done, is for it to be reviewed by other people in the field to say, yes, this is the way that we should be looking at these things because other people have a chance to weigh in. That's the way good science is done.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Dr. Wendy King, one of the lead authors from the University of Pittsburgh, and a publication between Pittsburgh and CMU on vaccine hesitancy. Boy, we can talk about that for a long time, and we will.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.